Hello, with us is Naomi today. Well, you're surprised that I'm doing a quick little podcast on a Tuesday. Like I did with the test cast. Well, you know, it's fun. And this iPod, that's not really an iPod. It's a digital media player. DVR thing, so that way I can, like, talk to it. But, let's see. Also, you know, what news did I have so far? The Neo News. The Neo News this week is that Animal Crossing is confirmed to have free downloadable content. That's right. Free downloadable content. At least that's what the creator said. And Nintendo Power. And then we have Pokemon Ranger Shadow of Almia as well. As soon as I find it. Hold up. This thing will be fun. I'm gonna pause for now. Okay, I'm back. Oh, by chance, I'm actually new Muse Pet Fish, so. Yeah. Shadow of Almia. Pretty much looks pretty similar to the original Pokemon Rangers. But, you know, apparently it's supposed to have all the newer Pokemon and Lucario with Darkrai and a very secret Pokemon that will released later. I am not allowed to actually say it. Sorry. But you can pretty much get a good idea of who it is. Darkrai released on Mystery Dungeon. So, of course, you're going to know who this is. Hint, hint. So, anyways, yeah. It's going to use Wi-Fi connection, and they will have downloadable missions. Alright, back to you, Neomu.
Thanks. Well, other news, yeah. Yeah, it's gonna be great. Well, of course, we have Harvest Moon for the US, which is a island of happiness. And Harvest Moon Tree of Tranquility for the Nintendo Wii. I say the artwork on this one looks a little more cartoony. And kind of goes back to the days of the Super NES or N64. This one looks way better for the Wii. Looks a lot better. Alright. And of course, Tetris is eventually going to be on the WiiWare. Yeah. It looks to me like it's gonna support 6 players from the look of it. And yeah, 6 guys. Wait, no, look. 1? Yeah, 6 guys. 6. Yes. That means Wi-Fi. And of course it has, remotes too. Alright, and of course we have Mega Man 9 coming out soon. It is said to have downloadable contents, but I'm not 100% sure. Alright, now on the download station of the Nintendo Power. You know, all the good games and the ones that shouldn't make any sense at all. Like Spogs. Which, when I've heard of the IGN podcast, to be just like a, you know, a newer version of Pogs. You guys all remember Pogs. Something that happened, like, over 10 years ago, 15, so, a long time ago. Of course, we had that Pong Toss, which maybe, yeah, the fat party games. Yeah, no. Major League Eating, and Pirates, The Key of Dreams. They're all questionable games. Very, very questionable. Yeah. Very, extremely questionable. And then we got Santiago for Wii, and of course it will have downloadable content. Free? I don't know. Probably not. Alright. Let's see, anything else good? Anything else good? Let's see. Oh, that doesn't look good at all. But of course, we do have My Sims Kingdom coming out soon. October 28th, 2008. And Animal Crossing coming the following month. Then we have WarioWare Shake It. It's gonna be weird. Yeah. Well, they do have the sprites right here, if you can copy them right. Interesting. And then we have, like, ads for Digimon World Championship. Coming out the 27th of August. Yeah, Digimon. Yeah. Hopefully the battle system will be a lot better than all the other DS games that I've seen in the past. And then, of course, we have... Let's see. Saving coupon, no, I don't want that. We have Mushroom Man, but it's questionable. We have, let's see, Kirby Superstar Ultra. It's just like the original Kirby Superstar for the original Super NES, but of course it's been outfitted for DS, like a second screen. So yeah, that way you get the parts that you actually want, you know, like the switch between stuff. Yeah. That's interesting. That's for sure. And of course you get the arena and Megaton Punch and the Samurai Kirby again. Alright, let's see. The 15 big, let's see that. Let's see. Wii Music, which will finally be coming out, not sure when, but it will be coming out. Yeah, I'm gonna get it, that's for sure. It's gonna be awesome. Alright. We got... No, that's just a horrible thing to mention. Alright, then we got Wii Sports Resorts, which I also will get in the spring. For sure. It has the new Wii Motion Plus, which of course you guys all should have heard from EA. Let's see. Chrono Trigger. Now, actually, it looks pretty interesting. I'm not sure. It looks like it's a Square Enix game. I know that. Pretty sure. And of course, the big deal, the biggest deal that they made in E3, the big shocker. We all know it was coming. We all seen it in pictures before the Wii even came out. We saw the little tiny Animal Crossing leaf, you know, the leaf with the little circle cut out of it, and the Wii message board. So it was in development before the Wii was made. Just like Wii Sports, Wii Music, Wii Fit, and Wii Play were all made around the same time as the Wii
was being created. Shocker that they were all being developed at the same time. That was weird. Yes. All the old people are coming back. And there will be new people too, new events. There will be a town, if you guys didn't see E3. And yeah, there'll be the constellations, they're back, obviously. And of course, picking flowers and planting. And of course, you get that more globey look instead of the grid by grid in the original Animal Crossing. And of course, we have We Speak. There'll probably be a way the heck up a good microphone, but you know. Yeah. I would just go with We Speak. Why try to risk it? Of course, it would have a driver, and of course, we'll probably have to update the Wii, of course. It wouldn't work without it, I'm pretty sure. And yeah, all the, you know, there's a little bus now and stuff. Gabby. Which you only seen maybe once in Animal Crossing Wild World. And that was when you were coming. That's it. You're gone. You never, ever see him again. In Animal Crossing for GameCube and in 64. In 64 is only for Japan. It was called Animal Forest back then. But that's not what we're talking about though. It was the island. And yes, they still have the Crossing Guardian thing. It's in the 305th issue. Which means, over 305 weeks ago, Animal Crossing came out. That was a long time ago. That was years ago. Now, yeah, you get the museums, you get to deck out your place, and unlike the DS version, the Wii version, you can have all four instead of just two. You and someone else. It's like, yeah. That was the most boring part. That you're going to be in the same room. Same house. Yeah. I don't know about different houses. Like, different houses. You know. Something cool. And of course, you can have your Mii's face on it. Yeah, and then there, let's talk about earlier in this little. Now it's like about 13 minutes. It's not really quick anymore, is it? Now, this will be in the next talk cast. It'll probably erase it on Saturday. Nah. Yeah, Slingshot's back. And the gates. That's gonna be fun. I wish it was just like to come over. It's like your gates are continuously open. That would be cool. And of course to use the Wii Speak microphone option, which is a community microphone that talks from a room full of friends to another room full of friends. And yes, those are quoted from the creator himself, which his name is Tetsuya Ichiguchu. Yeah. Looks like we're at the end of the book. And of course we have screenshots and stuff. This Gaia DS. Dual tile release. Dual tile. Oh, okay, wait. Take the road on the show, a musical RPG with the control. A musical adventure. Hmm. Yeah, at least have the cute little printies and stuff, but, you know, microphone and stuff. I like the printies. They're fun. There's going to be a little game that I'm going to make. Yes, I love this guy. This guy is awesome. Yeah. Wildlands Shake It is going to be a full console game. And previews. We do have Dragon Quest coming. We have Super Mario Sluggers coming pretty soon. Really, really soon. We have Dragon Quest again. Sky DS is going to be awesome. Maybe they have Wi-Fi. So far, I haven't seen no Wi-Fi. So I'm going to hold off. And that seems about it. Ooh, cute little Wally. So yeah, that's going to be interesting with all this podcast. It's a little informational podcast. Maybe do Tuesdays. Possibly. Don't get too many hopes up. And, of course, now that it's the end, this teeny tiny little podcast, which accidentally turned into 16 minutes, almost 17, if I talk any longer, it's going to be 20. So, let's end it now. Alright. Oh, and also, if you like to comment about this, you can comment it on there, and I'll read it, or you can email me at neofriendcodes@yahoo.com to comment about it, like, say, you messed this up, or you forgot to say this, or something. Yeah, I know. I paused a couple times, so what? Okay, it's gonna make any difference, you know. Yes, and that's it. Bye, everybody. That's just my fish saying bye. Yeah. That was our Nintendo Quick Cap to a Nintendo Power. Really, 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 really quick tip. Just looking through it, looking at information that could be looked up anywhere. Not reading directly from it. So, yeah. I'm just going about how the pictures look and a little bit of information. Just a teeny tiny bit. Well, I gotta go. If you like, do it. At least take it an interesting mail. This should be up pretty shortly. And I'll let you all know.